Nighttime suited Sebastian Kane. In the shadows, he could prowl the quiet streets, invisible to the unsuspecting eye. Dakar or Paris, New York or New Delhi, the nighttime yielded its secrets to him with a delicate sigh. Or perhaps with the muffled shorting of a cross-circuit alarm system. Not nearly as poetic, but effective, Sebastian acknowledged, as sparks cascaded to cobblestones where he knelt. He eased the door open, alarms successfully disengaged. Looking down at the now darkened keypad, a frisson of awareness tightened his skin. Cutting the alarm hadn't been simple, but an incongruity niggled at the back of his mind. Circuit broken? Check. Alarm pad disengaged? Check. Brass locks picked? Check. He'd done this 100 times before, stealing inside deserted buildings to relieve unsuspecting owners of their possessions. Still, tonight felt different, unsettled. But he reminded himself ruefully, standing outside a Mark's house was not the place to figure out what bothered him. Quickly, he slipped inside the doorway that led into a kitchen most chefs fantasized about. Nearly the size of the walk-up he'd lived in as a toddler, Sebastian thought, but much quieter. As he'd planned, nothing sounded beyond the distant lapping of waves, the perfect spot on the Pacific coast for a thief. Narrow cobbled streets and brightly colored stucco homes had conspired to give him access to his quarry without the requirements of scaled walls or burrowed tunnels. No. Tonight's endeavor required little more than a cooperative quarter moon, his personal finesse, and the absence of the homeowner. By the time Señor Felix Estrada returned home from his buying trip to Buenos Aires, Sebastian would be retired and sunning on a tropical beach, far, far away from the tiny South American nation of Bahia and his pockets full. With that pleasant image dancing in his head, Sebastian tucked his instruments into a leather bag and switched the palm light on. Swiftly, he moved through the kitchen to the main rooms. He turned the corner and instantly Sebastian flicked the light off and flattened himself against the wall. According to photos he'd studied, Estrada lived in a sprawling mansion filled with carefully tended objets d'art that rivaled many museums. Tonight, though, those priceless pieces had been flung aside with malicious hands. The place had been torn apart. Apparently, whoever had preceded Kane cared nothing about discovery. Sebastian scanned the room, alert and ready for ambush. Suddenly, he understood what had bothered him about the alarm. He'd cut the power, he realized, but he hadn't heard the telltale sound to reveal that the line had been active when he severed the wires. Someone had disarmed the house. Someone who might be still inside. For an instant, Sebastian considered leaving and telling his client that he'd been too late. He could hop a plane to New York and be in bed by dawn. But two thoughts kept him rooted in place. Of paramount importance was his payoff for tonight's job. In exchange for delivering a 16th century manuscript known as the Cinchona, Sebastian's client offered $500,000. The client hadn't provided any more detail about the Cinchona, and Sebastian hadn't pressed for more. Curiosity in his line of work was not appreciated. Where, when, and how much were the necessary particulars? Why did not concern him and could be dangerous? He'd worked for this client too often to delve into queries. And a $100,000 retainer wired to Sebastian's Grand Cayman account easily dampened any natural inquisitiveness. The part of him that might have cared had been ruthlessly trained against that indulgence because prying didn't pay the bills. If his client was willing to shell out $500,000 for the pleasure of owning some ancient papers another man wanted, who was he to argue?